Welcome to this special edition of the Compliance Perspectives podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the SCCE and HCCA. This is part three of our conversation with Jerry Zak, the incoming CEO of the SCCE and HCCA. Jerry, thanks again for joining us.
My pleasure.
Good to have you. And let's start. November 1st, 2017 was your official start as the interim CEO. What will be the official date that you become the CEO?
That won't happen until March of 2019. The transition plan that the committee came up with is a very solid one that enables me to gradually work my way into that role so that when Roy Snell and I make that transition in March of 2019, I'll be fully up to speed. I'll be ready to assume the role of CEO.
And hopefully, obviously the goal there was to make it as seamless as possible. It's an odd thing, is it's something that's such a big change, but you want it to be as unnoticeable, I think, as possible when it happens. So that's a lot of time, as you mentioned, between now and then. Can you talk to us a little bit about how the transition is going to work?
Yeah, sure. It's our plan, really, these first couple months, I'm basically just learning the inner workings of the operations here in Minnesota. Who does what? I'm still learning the who does what part of things. So it's kind of diving into the operational, the internal operational side of the operations here initially. But pretty early in 2018 is where that will begin shifting quite a bit, where my focus will be to get out, hit the road, attend a lot of events that the association is putting on to meet the members, because this is really, in the end, this is about listening to and serving the members. So I want to meet as many members as possible. So I'll be a bit of a road warrior in 2018, particularly the first half of 2018. I'll be showing up at a lot of events and getting to know the members.
And there's a lot of them, and they're very spread out around the world, as you and I have been discussing. Have you and Roy identified areas that you'll be focusing on first for you to really start getting your imprint on?
It's interesting because we're not really picking specific functional areas to assign as of a particular date. It's more of a gradual immersion into virtually everything that is the responsibility of a CEO. There's a couple exceptions to that, because of timing. For instance, the organization is going through its annual budgeting process right now. So what a great way to learn the organization. So I'm probably diving into the budgeting aspect of the organization more than what you might normally expect of an incoming CEO. But beyond that, no, it's not. We don't have this set schedule of particular functions on particular dates. It's more just a gradual learning and involvement in all the different functions of being CEO.
Well, there's certainly a lot there, as I'm sure you've already started figuring out. Now, after Roy officially retires, he's still going to be around for a while. I understand he wants to do some writing. What else will his role be?
At a minimum, the writing piece. Roy is great at that. We haven't identified exactly what other role it will be, and I think that will just kind of naturally develop based upon what Roy's interests are, how much time Roy has to be able to devote to the organization after that. I mean, let's face it, this is Roy Snell. I'll take anything I can get at that point. To me, is this nothing but a benefit? The longer Roy remains involved, the better, as far as I'm concerned. So, but to more direct answer to your question, we haven't yet identified any specific project. There will be one that we have already talked about. There being probably some function or project area that Roy would likely head up in addition to doing some writing.
Mm-hmm. And mostly just, though, to be a resource for you as you need it.
Oh, absolutely. In the transition. Absolutely. I'll be turning to Roy as long as Roy will let me turn to him for insight and wisdom.
That's great. Well, I'm glad he'll be there. I'm glad this transition's been mapped out. I think it's useful for the members to know about it. And I think for all of us and the staff, it's been terrific knowing how smoothly this should transpire and that there won't be this sort of abrupt shift of direction, and, you know.
It really, I mean, this is a great benefit for this organization and for the membership to have such a nice lengthy transition period. So many organizations miss this. They really do. You know, they have a 1 month overlap between CEOs, and I'm sorry, you just can't do it in a month. Mm-hmm. To do it properly requires some time, and the way this organization has mapped it out will enable us to do that.
Well, that's great, and I think you'll have a great time going out and getting to meet folks on the road over the next few months and over the years to come. And we're glad to have you here, and glad to have all of you here to listen in and watch. This is Adam Turteltaub from the SCCE and ACCA saying I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspectives.